Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Well, good morning, everyone. It is Monday, August 20th, and I am very excited to be your host today, Michelle Berquist, on Women Leading the Way Radio. Our leading lady this morning with me is the very own Susan Bolsky, who's the CEO of Anything Goes Promotions. Susan, are you with me this morning?
Good morning, Michelle.
Have you had your coffee this morning? I start that out every time I do the show.
We're on our second cup. We're fine.
Nice. I'm on my fourth, so it's like, woohoo!
Oh.
That's how that's where we're going to go. Well, you know what? I'm really excited about the topic this morning because today we're going to talk about, you know, partners in business along with getting to know you. But, you know, if any of you have ever read to our listeners, if you've ever heard from people who have had partners, read books where you start a business and they talk about, you know, partners or co-owners to businesses, whether it's husbands and wives, friends and family, or strangers that start businesses together, there's a host of things that come with that. So if you don't mind, and I'm going to turn this over to you just for a minute, Susan, but how did you come about starting your business? I'm kind of curious because you've been in business quite some time. I'm going to say you have some longevity. You know, how long have you been in business, and how did you kind of come to start Anything Goes Promotions?
Well, I've been in this industry, the promotional products industry, for 20 years. And we started our own business 8 years ago. So I started my business, Anything Goes Promotions, with two partners, and we had all worked together. So we knew each other for 20 years.
And how did you guys come together? I mean, were you friends? Did you guys just have, like, you know, you were driving down the road and said, oh, my gosh, we should start a business together? How did the eons meet together to say, woo, let's start a business and we'll be partners?
Well, like I said, we all met 20 years ago working for a telemarketing company selling ad specialties over the phone. And I worked, with them as fellow salespeople, and we got to be friends. I became the sales manager for the company, and then I left to do this on my own, and I did that for 5 years, and then I decided that I really needed to be around people. So I went back to work for the same company, and after being there for a couple of years, I realized I need to be my own boss. And
there's more to that one, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like, that's
unemployable.
And my two partners were also talking about, you know, they weren't happy there and they wanted to do something else or go work somewhere else. So we started talking about, you know, well, what if we just, you know, formed our own company doing this because we knew the business. And that way we'd have a partnership. It'd be a lot easier and a lot better. So we had a couple of meetings and decided that that's what we would do. So the three of us started our own business, and that was 8 years ago in May.
And tell me this, you know, because I'm going to go deep on a couple of things. Like, when you guys got together, because this is one of the things I always hear from businesses with more than one owner to the company, whether it's investors or you start with friends and family or husbands and wives. I mean, my goodness, we should, you know, do therapy on that. But, you know, when you guys started, did you sit down and what level of detail did you go through to be able to kind of say, okay, who's going to do what or, you know, how organized? And if you can maybe just, you know, kind of critique what you feel you did really well, you know, in kind of launching and putting this together with partners, or do you feel there were some learning lessons that maybe our listeners might glean, you know, if they have partners or are thinking of launching into business that way with partners?
Well, we sat down, you know, we had a couple actually, you know, probably 3-4 meetings just to work out all the details. We knew that we wanted to incorporate right away to begin with from a legal point of view and a tax advantage point of view. So, I did the investigation on what it took to be incorporated, and we took all the details that went along with that and said, okay, I'm going to be the CEO, president, and you know, my other partner was going to be the CFO treasurer, and the third partner was going to be the secretary, which are the three things you have to have in a corporation.
Right.
So we you know, gave each one of us a title, and then with those titles we sat down and said, okay, now this is your area of expertise. You're going to do this, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that. So we had it all written out ahead of time as to what was expected of each one of us. And then we filed all the necessary paperwork, got all the legal stuff done, everything. You know, we had planned this for probably 4 months, so we were able to put aside money in the bank because we knew that, you know, starting up, you're not going to have a paycheck to begin with.
Yeah. Friday's not payday, right?
Exactly.
When you run your own business.
So when my customers pay, then I get paid.
Mm-hmm. And so when you guys went through the whole process, I mean, how deep did you go in saying, okay, Susan, you're in charge of this? I mean, to kind of delegate and divvy up the duties other than the title of, you know, CFO, CEO, and treasurer, because you need that for the corporation papers. But how did you guys kind of divvy up what you do, and has that worked for you? I'm kind of, you know, most people, it's like, or let me share. One of the things I hear from shareholders of businesses that are small corporations closely held is that if the duties and responsibilities aren't pretty well defined, it gets a little messy in there. You know, people kind of overlapping on each other, getting upset with each other because, well, I thought you were doing this, I thought you were. How did you guys, you know, go through that process where you made sure, or how did you divvy up the duties besides just the title for the corporation?
Well, we when we sat down, we made a list of all the duties that we figured was going to have to be done in the business besides writing our own book of business, besides creating the income. What else is going to go along with that? Who's going to be in charge of taking care of setting up the website? You know, and of course, as the CFO, you're going to be in charge of the bookkeeping and taking care of all the accounting, and which one of us is going to have our accountant, our CPA, be the one to file the taxes for us. And, you know, my area of expertise is sales and marketing, so it's promoting the business. So we, you know, we made a list of everything that we thought we were going to need to do in the business, and created, you know, duties for each person, assigned duties to each person. And, I mean, that, of course, like I say, was 8 years ago. And as time goes on, you think, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm supposed to do that? No, you're supposed to do that.
It kind of loses. Did you guys have, now, when you did that, did you at first have, like, regular meetings where you would get together and kind of say, okay, I did this? Or how formal were you about kind of keeping in check with your partners in the beginning? And is that still the case as you progressed and had longevity in business?
Well, when we first started, we rented an office space. So we were together, you know, every day, Monday through Friday. So we were always going back and forth with who did what and how this was going and what was the next step and do you need help with that. And we were had that office probably for a couple of years. And then we decided that, you know, maybe it might be easier to work from home. You know, the office was in San Diego. I live in North County. One other partner lives in East County. So, and of course, that's when gas was going back up again, and spending, you know, an hour on the road commuting and paying whatever it was for gas. You know, we can work from home. So that kind of changed. And that makes a difference, too, because then you're not seeing each other every day. So you have to remember to get together on a regular basis and have, you know, a meeting, have lunch and talk about, okay, here's what's going on. This is what I think. I'm the idea person. I'm the one that has the big picture.
That fits you. That totally fits you, yes. I can
see
that.
That's me. Big picture. Yeah. Okay, details, I'll deal with that later. But here's my big picture.
I love it.
You know, so sometimes my partners have to rein me in.
And vice versa. You're probably, you know, you're looking for ideas from them, and you're like the idea person all the time. So, I mean, it is nice that you tap into each other's talents. So do you guys feel like you, I mean, for the most part, it was like people, you know, utilized their talents and brought them to the table, or did it get a little messy at times?
I don't think that I would say messy. I would say that it got misunderstood at times. You know, it's like, okay, you were supposed to be doing this, and here was the deadline, and it's not done. And I know we all have a life, but we also have a business. So
yeah.
It was just reaffirming, is this important enough to you, or do we move on and do something different? As some people would say, come to Jesus meeting. So
CTJ. CTJ, it sounds so much to me. I was like, what's a CTJ meeting? Come
yeah.
to Jesus.
Yeah, so, we had a few of those. But the other thing, too, is when you've known each other for as long as we've known each other, and we know each other's ups and downs and, warts and the whole thing, sometimes it's an advantage, sometimes it's a disadvantage. But I think for the most part, it's an advantage because
mm-hmm.
we can say to each other, look, sit down, this is how it is. Don't get your feelings hurt, but I'm just telling you how the cow ate the cabbage, and, you say it, and you get over with it, and you move on. And,
right.
There's just three of us. We don't have any employees. We don't have an administrative assistant. So, we do it all, and we knew that going in, and we don't want employees. We don't want to deal with that.
So. But I think that's an important point, too, is that it seems like, from what you've shared with me, that you guys really understood what you wanted to do and what you didn't want to do. So, you weren't looking to build a 50, employee-sized organization, if I'm understanding you, and that was clear among all of you as partners. So everybody agreed on that, it sounds like, right?
That's correct. We decided we were going to be a small business, and we were going to be the best small business we could be. We're not out there competing with companies that have, 200 employees and 6 locations. That's not what we're about. We're a small business. We work with a lot of small businesses. We also work with large corporations. I mean, we have a university and, utility company. We have
mm-hmm.
things like that we do work with. But I think one of the advantages to being a small business is that we can give them the quality and the service that they can't get from a large company.
Totally agree. And I think that's cool. But one of the things that I'm glomming on that you said, or gleaning on, if I can say that, is, just that you had such good, you had future intentions of it, this but not this. And I think that's the part where I see businesses that get muddy is when one shareholder, one co-owner, or one partner, because those are all different titles you can have in different types of business ventures, is that one person is kind of the grandiose visionary and somebody else is more of the logical, kind of like boots on the ground, let's kind of like be real. And that can be a nice compliment. I mean, do you feel like you and your partners had a little bit of that? Because you said you're the idea person, so is everybody else kind of a compliment to you in terms of their personality and how they handled things in business?
I think we complement each other in that the way we support each other. Excuse me. When I come up with the idea, the big ideas, we'll sit down and talk about it and say, that'll work, that won't work. Well, how about if we try it this way? And the other thing that's exciting is that we share with each other when we find something new and exciting in the industry. When we go to a trade show, our major trade show in January, it's at the Mandalay Bay. It's 3.5 days. It's 2 floors. There's thousands and thousands of products.
Like the annual pilgrimage, right?
Exactly. We
stuff.
Split up, and, I have one of my partners. She knows the most about ink pens and totes, so she's our bag lady.
Uh-huh.
Another partner, her area of expertise is the wearables, so she can let us know what's going on. I cover a lot of the other items. So we share with each other what we found and, which supplier is a good supplier to work with, who has the best product, the best quality. So we complement each other that way.
And I have to say, I'm listening to you talk and I'm going, yeah, it's like, I think it takes a special person to be able to have partners because, I'm going to share a little personal kind of piece and then I want to hear more about anything Ghost Promotions. But, I'm a control freak and it's like, I like to call the shots. I like to be the one in charge, which anybody listening who knows me will go, yeah. But, are you a control freak? It's like, I'm kind of curious. You seem like you're more of a, you'll get along, and it's like I like to control the bus and where the bus is going, and that's been difficult for me, to think could I have others that would share in that process. Not that I don't want to have people be decision makers within an organization and take on responsibility, but the kind of co-owner thing it leaves me a little cold. I got to say, I, how did you deal with that? Maybe you didn't have anybody like me.
Well,
in your triad.
The thing is that we each each of the three of us were each control freaks in our own way.
Okay.
You know, my one partner who takes care of the books, you know, it's on her timetable. If you need a check, you know, she'll get it, but you have to wait for her to finish what she's going to be doing. excuse me, frog in the throat.
And that's kind of, is that kind of her personality? You know, yours,
yeah,
yours is,
yeah.
Okay, and that's kind of cool that you read people, because I think that's an important element as well.
Yeah,
you know, knowing somebody's
You know Maxine?
Well, that says everything. It's the Hallmark lady.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She'll tell you, yeah, you know, she's known as Maxine. That's her nickname, and that's all well and good. You know, we joke about, for those of us who remember the movie, the TV show Golden Girls,
yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, you're going to be this one, you're going to be that one. Yeah, it's
oh,
like, okay, that's
funny.
What we're going to do when we're older. But I think being in control of our area of expertise is important. But also it's really interesting that you need to be flexible. And I think one of the advantages that we have is that, again, going back to the 20 years of friendship, is that we can call each other out. It's just that's how it is. You know, nobody's feelings, if they get hurt, they're going to stay hurt for like 12 seconds, and then you're over it.
Well, and tell me about that, because, you know, women, working with women, you know, and women leaders and women, you know, decision makers, did you guys kind of find that, you know, that worked well as far as kind of, you know, putting things on the table? Because I've heard from other women who are owners of companies that it's like, you know, I mean, when you're strong and you're powerful, you're a bitch, you know, and on the same token, you know, you don't want to be a pushover either. And then women hold, they remember things, they hold grudges. And I'm kind of curious, with three women, did you find some of those elements were there? Or do you find that people kind of like, look, we put it on the table, we walked away and we're good?
The latter. We put it on the table, we walk away, and we're good. Because
that's nice.
Again, it goes back to the 20 years of working together. I mean, where we used to work, it was, again, a telemarketing, ad specialties, 7 days a week. And we went through everything with everybody, with marriages, divorces, babies, grandbabies,
wow.
You know, birth, death. We've been through it all with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's very little that doesn't show that we don't know about each other. You know, I mean, we might be unique in a partnership in that way, that we have the friendship background, but we also have the same business background. I think for some partnerships, sometimes when friends go into business together, were they going into a new business that neither partner or none of the partners know that much about, and they all have different backgrounds or just doing it because they're friends? I think that's where there's maybe more problems. But we have the double advantage of friendship and knowing the industry. And when you know that for all those years, you really go into it with your eyes a little bit more open than other people might have.
I think that's wise advice, because, again, like I said, I see things on the other side, because I, you know, teach people starting a business, and, you know, they're wide-eyed and excited, and it's like you got, I mean, I can't tell you the number of people over the 20 years I've taught that, you know, are in either classes or I consult with them, and they'll tell me a year later after they start that what a nightmare it's been, because even though you say, look, you need to kind of organize who's going to do what, the biggest thing I always hear is a complaint and a real kind of, you know, why partners in business are bad, is people feel like I'm doing more, I've contributed more money, I'm, you know, you're not pulling your weight, you're not doing things that are, you know, equitable among all of us. And it sounds like you guys were very organized, you kind of got your ducks in a row, and you also kind of kept things, you know, thumbprint, you know, kind of put things on the table and said, look, this isn't right, so let's fix it. And I think that's awesome.
That's
shift
what
over,
we've done.
I know,
yeah, that's
yes,
what we've
sorry.
I mean, we've had a couple of times where it's been, wait a minute, I feel like I'm doing more than you are, or I'm doing your job, and, you know, it doesn't do any good to harbor resentment, because it doesn't do anybody any good. So, you know, it's like, okay, let's have a meeting, and we're going to sit down and talk about, okay, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I think, you know, give me your feedback. And, you know, sometimes it's a legitimate problem,
mm-hmm.
and then the other two or the other one, whoever, will say, gee, I didn't realize that, you know, I'm sorry, or let me fix it, or what can we do, or, you know, let's try this. So it's being able to sit down with your partners and say, hey, time out, you know, partner, this needs to be addressed. And it gets
CPJ.
Done. Yeah, exactly.
But that's good because I think, you know, just the nature, and again, I'm looking for really general tendencies. I mean, a lot of women, it's like they'll hold things in. It's like they don't bring things up. And I'm making some big generalities, but that's kind of been, you know, what I see with women. And then the other side, you know, men and women in situations, men have a tendency to talk over women in ownership, you know, partner situations. So I like that. But, you know, I haven't asked you this, and this is really important. It's like, what, tell us a little bit about Anything Goes Promotions. I mean, what specifically do you guys do, and, you know, who do you serve in business? I want to make sure we get that on the show this morning.
It's like, what kind of partnership are they?
Yes. What do you do?
What do these women do? We do promotional products, advertising specialties, sometimes known as swag, you know, stuff we all get. We put clients' names and logos on all types of products, and we help them with their marketing. So, for example, if you're doing a trade show and you need handouts, we'll sit down with you and go over what is your budget, what are your goals, what are you trying to achieve. So we work with trade show giveaways. We do employee incentive programs. We do safety programs, new product launch brochures. Anything that you need to put your name and your business logo on is what we do. And that's how we actually came up with the name with Anything Goes Promotions, because there is so much out there. Like I said, when we go to that trade show, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of products to look at. And, you know, one of the best things that I like to do, and I know my partners are the same way, is to sit down with somebody, find out what their challenge is, what they need, what we can do to help, and then watch them say, that's it. That's it. That's what I want, and to be able to deliver.
And Susan, I had a question on that, because first of all, I love swag. I love branded items, pens, mugs, you know, essential tools in the office that have logo items on them. I love it, eat it, and breathe it. And, you know, you and I are on the same page there. But when you have a client, and I'm sure this is a scenario, we're even in it with Connected Women of Influence, it's like there's so many things you could get your logo on. How do you go about working with the client to say, you know, this is probably where we need to kind of, you know, these are my recommended to you. How do you go through that process? Because I think isn't that the biggest one, is we just want to, people come to you, don't they, and want to be told, or do they come to you and say, these are the items I want? I'm kind of curious. Will you share?
It works both ways. I mean, we'll have some clients that they absolutely know what they want, and they're spot on with it because it is an item that's going to work for whatever they need it for. Then we have clients who come in with, I want a tote bag. Okay, fine. Who's going to have it? Well, so we sit down with them and ask them a series of questions of, you know, what's it for? Who's the intended audience? What's your project? What do you hope to achieve? Is this a one-time shot? Is this part of an ongoing promotion? So there's a lot of questions that we ask, and sometimes what they think they want isn't exactly what they wanted. And we give them some other options. And then, of course, we have the client who comes to us and says, I need something. I'm like, okay.
Quote, unquote, something. Okay.
I need something.
That's general.
And actually, that's kind of one of the easiest clients to work with, because they know they need something, but they don't know what they want.
Yeah.
So being able to ask them again the same series of questions, they don't have a preconceived idea of what they want. And they're like, oh, okay, that'll work.
And how do you go through and say, I mean, because you could bring out, you know, a U-Haul to show up at somebody's doorstep at their company and start, you know, show and telling. I mean, how do you kind of define it down? Like if somebody says, we need something. So I guess, again, the questionnaire, you go through and kind of say, you know, what do you envision using it through? I mean, how do you, same thing?
Well,
Once
we go through all the questions, then, of course, it's up to us to come up with a product or, you know, three products or five products, depending upon where we're going with it. Having 20 years experience in the industry, and I have an MAS, which is the Master Advertising Specialist. And
nice.
That is
that's like your credentials, the big dog, the kind of like, you know, MBA.
Exactly. Only 7% in our industry have that designation. And that's because
pretty
of
cool.
Years in the industry, education. You know, when we go to the show again, there's also classes. There's 2 days of education, and it covers all the different areas of our business. So, you know, after all these years sitting in all those classes and taking education, and also sharing with other distributors about well, I have a client in this area. What would you recommend? And then, of course, I always go on my background of what my clients have done, because I have clients in a lot of different industries, but chances are I already have somebody in, you know, industry XYZ, and that mm-hmm. client doesn't know what they need. So, yeah, it's a process, but we really enjoy it because I love being creative. I mean, just to give you a quick example, a restaurant. You know, mm-hmm. restaurants are, it's a tough business. You know, everybody wants their people to spend their money at their restaurant. What are you going to do that's a little bit different to get them to come back? You know, we do the punch cards and we do the ink pens and that kind of stuff. But one of the fun things that I love to do for restaurants are Frisbees. If they have a child's menu, we'll do a Frisbee. You flip it over, you know, put a liner in it. You can put a cheese, you know, cheeseburger or grilled cheese sandwich and french fries or fruit or whatever you want on it. But what we do is, as a community service, we imprint it with, you know, let's say it's Joe's Crab Shack, just to pick something out of the air. We'll put on there, you know, fly high on life, say no to drugs, Joe's Crab Shack. So there you go. You've got a community service, something for the kids.
Oh, a little moral message, a little community message. And
yeah, exactly.
At the same time, then it's a takeaway, right? So it's a little fun for the kids.
Exactly. Or if you don't want to go to that and you just want to have fun, you know, we've put pictures of Elvis Presley on there, and it says, you know, I caught Elvis eating a great meal at.
So I'm sure they did see Elvis there.
So it's a fun thing that we do, you know, and of course we can get real serious where we have to, like I say, deal with the university, and they'll have one of their benefactors wanted to donate 2,000 eco-friendly journals to the class of 2014. So we did that.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah. And I know there's so many different ways you do stuff, but if people, you know, just this is your little time to how to contact you. If people want to reach you, what's the best way? Phone number, email address? Do you want to share that on our show?
They can call me at 760-583-3051. And our website is www.anythinggoespromos.com, and my email and contact information is on there. And we are more than happy to help anyone with any project or question that they have.
I love that. And it's like, you know, and just so everybody knows, it's Susan, S-U-Z-A-N, Bolsky, B as in boy, O-L, S as in Sam, K-I, correct? And there is a link on our show notice to your website. So won't we definitely have that for people to listen today or later if they want to link over to your site. So we've got a couple minutes left, but just a couple are on the downhill slide. And I know one thing that you're looking at, Susan, for your growth in your business, and I almost want to do a couple of shows on this subject, is for women-owned businesses, getting certified, you know, as a woman business enterprise is a big deal. So how are you going about doing that? It's like, what? How did you guys decide that going after, you know, the certification to do business with the government and large agencies was where you felt was something important to you? Have you gotten your certification yet, or you're in process?
We're in process. It's a rather lengthy process. We're going to the Small Business Development Center because they are funded by the Small Business Administration. So it's not costing us out of pocket. It's the time and the energy.
Yeah,
I love it.
Dollars pay for that. Yeah,
I love it. You know, our taxes are paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But we knew that we wanted to go after some of the government contracts, and having the certification gives us an upper hand in it, because governments and even some private industries have set aside money that they have to spend with small business owners certified. And so we're going after local, state, and federal. It's an alphabet soup of all the certifications, but we should have those within the next 60 days.
That's awesome. And I know we're going to do a couple of shows on that. So, you know, with the Connected Women of Influence, that is absolutely where I feel that we are going as far as targeted, because so many women-owned businesses don't even realize the power and the opportunity that's there with government agencies. But how you market your business, and then I think this is what you'll learn after the certification, is you market yourself a little differently, and that comes with, you know, pros and cons of where your time is spent based on how you marketed your business before. So I think that's a great step that you're doing. So is there any last thing you'd like to share with our listeners about you? And, you know, that if people, you know, if there's something you can't get, they don't need it. What is your tagline again that I love so much?
If we can't get it, you don't need it.
Absolutely, because there's millions, gazillions of options and promotions.
There is. And I just, you know, I want everyone to know that we love what we do. I've been doing this for 20 years. I absolutely love it. I can't see myself doing anything else. And I am more than happy to, you know, answer your questions, help you out. If you already have someone you're working with and you're happy with them, that's great. There's plenty of business to go around. But if you want someone new, someone different, or you just don't have anyone at all, please give us a try.
That's awesome. And I got to tell you, I think the reason that you're successful is because of you. I mean, you really come across that you care, you know, you listen. I think those are two big elements that, you know, are the reason that you are successful as you are. So I want to say thank you for being on the show with us today, Ms. Bolsky, with Anything Goes Promotion. I want to say to our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll be back again next Monday. And my leading lady next week, if any of you might know her, is Felina Hansen with a community called Hera Hub. And Felina has just launched her business a year ago and has celebrated her one-year anniversary. So we are going to talk to her about that first year in business and all the kind of good and pros and cons that come with running a business. So thanks again, Susan. It's been my pleasure, everyone, to be your host today. I will see you again next week on Women Leading the Way radio show, and I hope everyone has a fabulous week.
Thanks, Michelle.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.